This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump says he would be very disappointed if reports that North Korea is rebuilding a rocket launch site are true. In that case, there may be a disappointment in the offing. Just days after Mr. Trump boasted of having a strong relationship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, multiple sources say the Pyongyang regime has restored part of a site it began dismantling after the Singapore summit last year. Satellite images are said to show structures on the launch pad at Sohae had been rebuilt between February 16th and March 2nd, on the heels of the failed Hanoi summit. Word from the White House today that President Trump has revoked an Obama-era requirement for reporting civilian casualties during U.S. military actions. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has a report.
President Donald Trump has struck a section of an executive order issued by former President Barack Obama that required U.S. intelligence agencies to report civilian casualties resulting from operations in non-combat areas. A spokesman for the White House National Security Council, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said the action by the president eliminates superfluous reporting requirements that don't improve government transparency. Provisions are still in place requiring the Pentagon to report on civilian casualties caused by military operations outside of combat areas. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Washington is increasing the pressure on Turkey over its decision to buy a Russian missile system. Senior U.S. diplomats held talks this week in Ankara to lobby against the sale under the threat of so-called grave consequences. Turkish President Erdogan, however, repeated his plan to go ahead with the purchase. Addressing a rally Wednesday, he also indicated interest in expanding the deal to include a more advanced Russian system. There are indications Turkey's actions could put the sale of U.S. F-35 fighter jets to Ankara in jeopardy. Underlying all of this, of course, the issue of Turkey's role in the NATO alliance. This is VOA News. The State Department admits that the special U.S. envoy for Venezuela was pranked by a Russian comedian who pretended to be a Swiss official asking about possible military action. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Special Representative Elliot Abrams was caught on tape, ruling out the possibility of U.S. military action in Venezuela, unless that government did something crazy like attack the American embassy, but admitting to keeping the idea on the table to make the Venezuelan military nervous. A recording was made by two Russian comedians known for prank calls, one of them posing as a Swiss dignitary and Abrams speaking freely about the situation. The State Department says it's well aware of the prank and blames it on Russia's propaganda playbook and the lengths Moscow will go to prop up the regime of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. trade deficit hit a record last year despite, or rather because of, actions to bring it down. AP correspondent Warren Levinson has a report.
The U.S. trade deficit hit a 10-year high in 2018, in large part, says CFRA investment strategist Sam Stovall, because of the president's effort to drive it down with tariffs.
You had a lot of front-running by companies that wanted to buy in to foreign imports before the tariffs came into effect.
Trump entered office claiming the excess of imports over exports was a drain on the U.S. economy. The trend accelerated as American manufacturers stepped up imports to get ahead of tariffs. The U.S. had its biggest trade deficit with China, followed by Mexico. Warren Levinson, New York.
Passengers aboard a Virgin Atlantic flight from Barbados to London today were put into quarantine because of a mysterious illness aboard the plane. Here's AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Staff say the quarantine measure was necessary after a number of customers had reported feeling unwell on board. Then on arrival, the passengers and crew were immediately taken to a reception centre near Gatwick Airport for medical assessment. One traveller tweeted that the passengers had all been on a cruise ship in the Caribbean and that it was believed the illness originated on the ship and not on the plane. He said the sickness appeared to involve a bad cough and possible chest infection. The airline says it's conducting a probe into the circumstances. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The top U.S. Homeland Security official defended the Trump administration's border policies on Capitol Hill today, a day after newly released data showed a spike in the number of undocumented families crossing into the United States over the southern border. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said the situation is not a manufactured crisis, but truly an emergency. It was testimony meant to bolster President Trump's declaration of a national emergency, meant to finance a border wall against the will of Congress. Gene Randall, VOA News.